And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
How did you come up with Aristotle for number 6, Mandy?
It's right there in the chapter list.
Where?
Here, I'll get my book.
What did I do with my book?
It was in my backpack.
What's that?
What?
In your hands.
Oh, some girl was handing these out after school today. It's about the Young Miss Odyssey contest.
Let me see it. Listen to this. Finalists will be chosen based on personality, talent, and academics.
What's wrong with that?
I don't believe it. It's not based on personality, talent, and academics. It's based on looks. After all, only the pretty girls win. Like last year, Brenda Fraser.
I guess.
And the year before that, Patty Schaefer. She's gorgeous.
That's true.
Everybody acts like this contest really proves something. But it always ends up being based on how cute the contestants are.
You think the judging is rigged?
No. I'm just saying people can't help themselves. This whole country has an obsession with beautiful people. Remember that hair commercial we auditioned for? We got burned. They didn't care about us. You know what? I say it's time to stand up against this.
How?
I'll write an article for the Odyssey Owl about the contest.
Sounds interesting.
It's more than interesting. It's a tale of discrimination, deception, and... I can't think of the third D, but you get the idea.
So how are you going to prove any of this?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a contestant and infiltrate the operation from the inside.
You mean...
That's right. I'm going undercover.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker. But most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Tanya Cruz, this way, please.
Wow. I didn't expect such a big turnout.
They say it's going to take 2 days to interview all the contestants.
I can believe that.
The sad thing is, non-gorgeous girls like us don't even have a chance from the beginning. It's all about the beautiful people, like Brenda Fraser.
Hello, Liz.
Mandy.
Brenda.
Are you two in the contest?
Just me.
My interview's tomorrow. I'm just checking out the competition. Or lack thereof. Bye-bye.
It's girls like her that inspire me to throw up.
What are you doing?
Getting my recorder. Okay, how's this for my opening line? March 1st, 10:32 a.m. A teeming mass of humanity waits in anguish for a glimmer of hope. A hope that will soon be dashed to smithereens upon the rocks of deception.
Sounds like the sinking of the Titanic.
Look! Is that Gwen Kablonsky?
That's Gwen, all right.
She's got a lot of guts.
What do you mean?
Well, let's face it. She's,
Unstunning?
Extremely.
So you don't think she can win? She has all the things they're looking for. Talent, personality, academics.
I'm telling you, that doesn't matter.
Where are you going?
I gotta check this out. Hi, Gwen. I'm Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Just curious. You're here for the Young Miss Odyssey contest, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know it's actually a beauty contest, right?
People say that.
But you still... I mean, you decided to go ahead and...
Yeah?
I mean, you're, actually kind of...
Beauty challenge?
No, of course not. I just meant that,
Don't worry about it. I'm just having fun. I get to dress up, I get to meet new friends, and I may finally get to read my poetry in front of an audience.
Liz Horton?
Yes, sir?
Are you ready to meet the judges?
I'm more than ready. March 1st, 10:51 a.m. I have finished my interview. No, how about I've passed through the gauntlet of cruelty. Oh, yeah, that's good. Then I contemplate how many beautiful dreams will die a death. No, die a wretched death in this room today.
Liz!
Hey, Mandy!
Hey, how'd it go?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You know what's going to happen. I mean, you'll never guess who one of the judges is.
Who?
Nick Mulligan.
What? How'd he get that job?
Every year they get 3 representatives from the high school. He volunteered.
Wow, Nick is a judge? They really think he can be objective? You may really uncover something.
That's right. And you're going to help me.
I am.
I need you to go to Wick's End. Nick is working the late shift tonight. I want you to get the scoop from him. And I don't mean ice cream.
And here's your milkshake.
Thank you.
So, Nick, I hear you're a judge for the Young Miss Odyssey contest?
Yeah. Well, what a tough job that is.
Nick?
Excuse me, Mandy.
I finished polishing all the napkin dispensers. So, what do you think?
Wow, they're so shiny.
Thank you. Anything else I can do?
Hey, you've done a lot of hard work for one day.
Oh, I know.
Brenda's working here now?
Yeah, she's just helping me out.
Hey, Nick, tell me another joke.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bob the Interrupting Cow.
Bob the Interrupting...
Moo!
You are so funny.
Yeah, well, it's all in the timing. You know, the moo part.
Oh, boy.
Are you sure there's nothing else I can do, Nick?
Nah, thanks for all your help. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Nick.
So what can I do for you, Mandy?
Raspberry Ripple, please.
Raspberry Ripple coming up.
So, you say it's tough to be a judge?
Oh, grueling. I have to interview cute girls all afternoon long.
Then, would you say this contest is really based on beauty?
Nah, I wouldn't say that.
Oh?
Well, at least I wouldn't admit that.
Oh.
I mean, think about it. When Young Miss Odyssey is in public, it's like her face is the face of our town. And you don't want to get someone who looks like my dog's chew toy to go up to Connellsville representing Odyssey. That's the way I see it.
I knew it all along.
You should have seen it the way Brenda was acting around Nick. Ugh, and he was eating it up.
Hold on, Mandy. I need to record this. March 2nd, 1:47 p.m. I have learned the sad and ugly truth. This contest is, in fact... Oh, wait! The judge is coming out!
This is the list of finalists for the Young Miss Odyssey contest. The people on this list will go on to perform at the Briarhurst Auditorium on Friday. There, the audience will decide who becomes this year's Young Miss Odyssey.
I can't see, Mandy. Tell me some names.
Candace, could you step to your right a little bit?
Yeah, thanks.
Can you see now?
Yeah, there are about 10 names. Jennifer Lesarge.
Ah, yes. One of the beautiful people.
And Brenda Fraser.
No surprise there. Blonde, teeth like a toothpaste commercial.
Tanya Cruz.
It's all the pretty girls.
Wait! Liz, you won't believe this!
What?
Liz, you're on the list! You're a finalist in the Young Miss Odyssey contest!
Welcome to the Gold Series from Adventures in Odyssey. It's a classic, folks, and it's the kind of gold you'll want for your collection. Plenty of action, gripping suspense, and non-stop fun. You'll want the Gold Series for your collection. Call 1-800-FAMILY for more information, or log on to family.org before it's gone.
You're going to the final round? But I'm not one of the beautiful people. How did I...
Why don't you ask Nick about it? He's right over there.
Good idea. Nick?
Hey, Liz. Mandy.
Hi.
Nick, now that your part in the judging is over, I was wondering about something.
Well, I can't tell you how I voted, if that's where you're going.
No. I just want to know how I made it to the finals. I'm not exactly gorgeous.
Hey, don't cut yourself down like that. Personally, I think you're a very attractive person.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks! But don't get your hopes up. I'm not polishing the napkin holders.
Huh? Aren't you going to eat lunch?
Not now. I've got a lot on my mind.
Hey, Liz!
Who said that? Who called my name?
It was Jordan.
Jordan Anderson, the quarterback?
Well, answer him.
Hi.
Hey, I hear you're in the finals for Young Miss Odyssey.
Yeah, no big deal.
No, it is a big deal. Congratulations. I always thought you should try out for it.
You mean that?
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, I'll vote for you. Count on it. Hey, I'll catch you later.
Bye. I should have offered him my oatmeal cookie.
Come in for a landing, Liz.
Huh?
I hate to say it, but he probably says that to every finalist. That's the way he is.
Still, Jordan Anderson.
I guess you're one of the popular people now.
Aw, come on, Mandy.
Hey, Liz! Congratulations!
Thanks!
You're gonna do great in the final. I know it.
Thanks, Tanya! Wow, this is kind of cool.
Can't wait to see how this article turns out. So, have you written any of your article yet?
No, I'm still researching. Do you think I should cut my hair?
No, why?
I'm thinking about getting a perm. I've needed one for a while, and this contest gives me an excuse.
Well, it might be cute.
I just don't want to overdo it, you know? I want to look nice, but still look like the same person the judges voted into the finals, you know?
I guess.
Oh, and I bought a dress yesterday.
You did?
It's really pretty.
Good for you. And you're doing this for the article?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I'll get it. Oh, Liz, you're early.
Yeah, I wanted to stop by the auditorium on the way to school and practice my song on stage a couple of times.
Your perm looks good.
How can you tell? You're not even looking at my hair.
Uh-huh.
Mandy, you're looking at me like I have some kind of growth in the middle of my nose.
Maybe that's because you have some kind of growth in the middle of your nose.
What?
Come here, have a look in the mirror.
Ah! It's
only a pimple.
No, you called it a growth, with a capital G.
It's a pimple, with a little p, and it's not really that bad.
My first zit.
Oh, Liz, it's a sign you're growing into an adult. It's a rite of passage, a badge of honor.
No zit is a badge of honor. It's a hideous disorder caused by aggressive bacteria growing in a plugged pore. There's nothing good you can say about it.
It's symmetrical.
Ugh! Mandy, the final round is tomorrow! I'm going to be in front of hundreds of people, and I've got a plague on my face! Why couldn't I wait to turn into an adult on Saturday?
Wait a minute. Wait! Why do you care so much? I thought you got into this contest to do an expose.
Easy for you to say. You won't be parading in front of the entire town with the Temple of Doom on your nose.
You're right. I'm not. But it's not the end of the world. Here, I've got something.
What?
Liz, it's in times like these that you need two things. Courage and heavy makeup. Hi, Liz. Nice dress. Are you ready?
This is just awful.
What?
I put on the cover-up this morning, but just now in swim class it all got washed off. I would get out of my purse and skabloop right into the pool. It's ruined. You do have some extra, don't you?
No.
Oh, no. I don't have time to go to the store. So tell me, is it really that bad?
Hey, Rudolph.
Rudolph?
Don't pay any attention to him.
Oh.
Hey, Liz. Hey, Mandy.
Hi, Nick.
What's with her?
Nerves.
Nick?
Yeah?
What are you doing with the big screen projector?
I'm setting this up in the back, so everybody can see the finalists better.
Oh!
Nick, you better move along.
Sure. Liz, you got something red on your nose there. Jello or something. You need a napkin?
Keep moving, Nick. Keep moving.
Join Whit, Connie, and Eugene in a chase through abandoned mineshafts and secret passageways in search of an ancient sword. Adventures in Odyssey comes from the radio to your home computer in this action-packed game. For more information, log on to witsend.org or call 1-800-A-FAMILY. It's all waiting for you as you join the adventure to find the Sword of the Spirit.
Marlene, that was amazing. Now, we move from juggling to music. Catherine McDougall will perform on the
piano. You look beautiful. Really? That dress is... Wow.
My zit is about to be magnified for the entire world to see. I'll have a 47-inch pimple.
Liz, get a hold of yourself. Liz, excuse me. I'm Miss Grapple, the sponsor for Young Miss Odyssey. How do you spell your last name?
H-O-R-T-O-N.
Thank you. I want to make sure they spell it right in the newspaper.
The newspaper? Are they taking photos?
Front page. And I'll mail you extra copy. Now, it says here you live on Old Gate Road. What's the zip code there? What's the zip code? Liz, are you all right? Oh, I'll go get you some water.
Liz, are you with us?
All right, that does it. I can't do this anymore.
You're quitting?
No, my nose is quitting. The rest of me is following.
Liz, I think you're making a mistake.
My only mistake was trying out in the first place. I'm going to go tell Miss Grapple that I...
Is that Gwen?
Gwen.
You're one of the finalists?
Uh-huh. Congratulations, you made it too.
I guess I was so excited about being in the finals that I didn't even see your name on the list.
Wow, that's a pretty dress, Liz.
Thanks. But nobody's going to see it now.
What's wrong?
I can't go on stage with this thing on my nose.
You're going to let a pimple stop you?
Don't try to talk me out of it. I've already made up my mind.
She doesn't change her mind real easily. That's too bad.
I'm glad you made it to the finals, Gwen.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. It was a big surprise, but I don't think I'll win. Are you sure you won't get back into the contest?
I'm sure. Gwen, you're on next.
Okay.
You go for it, Gwen.
Thanks, Liz.
Oh, have you girls seen Brenda Fraser? She's on right after Gwen.
I think she's in the restroom. We'll get her for you.
Thank you.
Stupid. Why? I can't believe I did that.
What's she doing?
I don't know.
Wait here. Brenda? Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Here's your shoe. You almost dented the door with this thing.
I apologize.
What's the matter?
I was polishing my nails and I got some on my dress.
Oh, yeah. I see it. But it's barely noticeable.
There's a giant screen out there, Liz. You wouldn't understand.
Can I help you to maybe clean it off?
I don't need your help. Thank you. I need you to leave.
You're on after Gwen.
I know. Please, leave.
All right.
Is she okay?
She's freaking out over a stain on her dress. Can you believe that?
It actually sounds kind of familiar.
What's that supposed to mean?
A zit? A stain on your dress? I don't see much difference. But at least she really wanted to do well from the beginning. You've changed.
What do you mean?
What happened to you taking a stand against the country's obsession with beautiful people? It's just... It doesn't seem like you're taking a stand against anything. It seems like you're joining the team.
Thank you, Catherine McDougall. That was moving. Next, let's give a warm welcome to Gwen Kablonski. For her talent, Gwen has chosen to read an original poem that she composed. Gwen?
Thank you. I'm a little nervous. This is called Beyond the Window. I see my face reflecting in the window as the rain falls. How many times have I seen that face staring in the glass? How many times have I wished that face was not my own? The rain fades softly away. A shaft of sun pierces the brooding clouds like a sword. And a thought pierces me as well. There is one who knows me deeper than the others. He knows how I cry inside while I put on a smile for the others. He knows how I remember mocking words and deeds. He knows how I dream of countries and castles far away. He calls me by name and smiles at me. He reaches out his hand for mine. He knows me because he made me and now shows me life beyond the window.
That was a beautiful poem, Gwen. Did you hear how quiet the audience was when you were reading?
Thanks, you guys. But I think the voting was right. Heather deserved to win. Her dance was incredible.
And the weird part is, she's not one of the beautiful people. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
So, are you okay, Gwen?
I'm fine. I didn't expect to win. I was just having fun.
You did have fun, didn't you? You didn't wear any makeup. You didn't seem to be worried about tripping on stage. You didn't care what place you came in. I think you had the best time of anyone.
Maybe I did.
Gwen, you don't know this, but I was going to do an article for the Odyssey Owl about this contest. And I've decided not to.
How come? I think you have a great perspective on things.
Oh, I do. And I think you're the one who got it right. So instead, I want to do an article about you. And I'm going to ask our editor to publish your poem.
Really?
You deserve it.
This will be the first time I've ever been published. Thank you. You're so nice.
Thank you, Gwen. Well, I'd better get home and start on this article.
I gotta get home, too. See you tomorrow.
Bye. What? Who's there? Brenda? Brenda, what are you still doing here?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Have you been crying?
Never mind.
Is this because you came in second?
Stop rubbing it in my face.
Are you kidding me? Second is great.
I lost. That's all that matters.
In 5 years, nobody's going to remember that you came in second.
Of course they will.
Why? It's just a contest. There's a lot more important things. People are going to forget all about this. You know what they won't forget, though?
What?
If you were a good friend. If you helped people. If you were nice to them. Stuff like that.
Is that what you're being nice to me?
No. I'm being nice to you because I learned something from a friend tonight. Something that I think can help you. If you don't mind talking to a girl with a Himalaya on her nose.
I don't mind. Have a seat.
Some people think they have to look good to be accepted. But when it comes to God, you don't have to impress Him with your looks or your hairstyle or the clothes you wear. He accepts you simply because He loves you. As it says in 1 Samuel 16:7, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So, how did you like today's show? I'd love to hear what you thought about it. All you have to do is, are you ready? Write to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And if you'd like a copy of today's episode, just mention the title. It's Lost by a Nose, And don't forget to check out our website at witsand.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Lost by a Nose was written by John Fornoff and directed by Bob Hoost. Our vocal talents included Aria Curzon, Chris Castile, Vanessa Morano, Tiara Abbott, and Lauren Schaffel. Our sound designer was Alan Hurley. Music by John Campbell. And our producers are Marshall Younger and Bob Hoost. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.